Okay, Ravolvi Simcha. So next part. That Ravolvi is going to explain. Hagshamim hem hashpat hashamayim al haaretz. The rain is the influence of the heavens on the earth. Right? Hamayim ha'elyonim. The upper waters are scharim, are male. Vatachtonim, and the lower waters, nekeva, are female. Vehen omrim, and they say, Elu le'elu, these ones to these ones, kiblu otanu, receive us. What's happening here? This is a midrash Volbi's bringing. So he's trying to, with this show, you have the upper waters, and you have the lower waters. So the upper waters want to be mashpia, want to influence the lower waters, that's the male. And the lower waters want to be mekabel them. So now, the upper waters are telling the lower waters, accept us. And the lower waters don't want to accept them.
Why not?
Why not? Exactly, why not? Why don't they? So you see, that's the midrash. They don't want to accept them. They don't accept their shefa, their influence on them. Right? So now what happens? Now all of a sudden says, Atem briotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'anachnu shluchav. And we are his messengers. Miyad hem mikablim otam. Straight away, they accept them. You're the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're his messengers. Now, they accept them. The Lord will accept them. And then it says, V'tiftach ha'aretz. And the land opens itself up. K'nekeva. Like a female, she potachat lezachar, that opens itself to the male. Hare geshamim hem, the geshamim, the rain, is his davgut, shamayim va'aretz, is a connecting of the heavens and the earth. Because shem yodim, kol ha'olam smechim, and when they come into the whole world is happy. Lachen kol adam she'ein lo isha, person doesn't have a wife, sharui b'lo simcha, he's left, he's dwelling without joy, She'ein lo imi itached. He doesn't have someone to become one with. Now this doesn't make sense, this midrash. This midrash is a very, very deep midrash. We're going to have to spend some time understanding it. Okay. First of all, why didn't the lower waters want to accept the upper waters? We know from Chumash, the lower waters and the upper waters were one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the rakia, he made the firmament, and separated between the lower waters and the upper waters. So intrinsically, the lower and the upper waters want to become one, because they were one to start off with. And the firmament is only there, that's shamayim, you call it, that's the heavens. The firmament is only there to separate between the upper waters and the lower waters. And it's there, migaarato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rashi. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouted at it and said, be firm, stay there, right? Separate. That means, miteva hadvarim, they want to be together. There's a natural tendency to want to be together.
Nature.
Right, natural, whatever, not a spiritual natural tendency, not a physical one, right? We're talking about heavens and earth. So why wouldn't they accept them?
They're bitter.
That's the connector. Who again made this connector? Who made the firmament? Kodesh Baruch Hu. Remember we spoke about that?
Right.
The connector in the world is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it's there, why? To separate between the lower world and the higher world. So the lower world, we have to earn the higher world. The shefa of the higher world has to be earned. The connector is there in order for us to earn our higher worlds. In order for the higher worlds to make that influence on us, we have to earn it. We have to be creative in earning that and overcoming the connector.
What do you mean overcoming?
Overcoming those difficulties that prevent us from connecting. We just spoke about this. We explained the connecto. I'm not sure if we explained last week the connecto. We spoke about the mountain climb. We spoke about that. And we spoke about, you don't want a clone as a wife. You want something different. Women, by definition, anyway, are different enough. But you want something that's different. There's a connection. So it's like this. Life has its troubles and tribulations. Life has its own difficulties, right? So what's this? These difficulties. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we come to that realization that these difficulties are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these are shluchim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what it means. When the Mayim Tachtonim realize that the Mayim Elyonim, the one who mashpia on them, you're his creations and we're his shluchav. I.e., when we realize this firm, this difficulty, the firmament, this separation to us, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in whichever forms of our lives, those difficulties are for us to overcome, and then we'll get the shefa of the Mayim Elyonim, the higher worlds. When we realize that these difficulties in life are shluchav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who ba'atzmo is giving us these difficulties, who ba'atzmo, him himself, then we'll receive the shefa that those difficulties bring us, and then there'll be itachdut, then there'll be connection, like a male, a woman to a male, the tiftach ha'aretz, and the aretz, the land, the physical world, will open itself up to the spiritual realm. That's only when we realize that these difficulties are creations of a great Baruch Hu, his shluchim, his messengers. So in life, we've been told a very, very important thing. All life's difficulties are God's messengers to you, God's direct talking to you. If you listen to them well, you'll hear what they're saying. They're coming for you to be creative in changing yourself. And if you try and get rid of them, if you try and remove them from you, the same ones will come in more difficult ways. That's how it is. Because you're here to fix yourself. You're here to be mashlim yourself. You're here to complete yourself. And those difficulties are telling you how to do that. And now God gave you a neshama to overcome those difficulties. He gave you Yetzer Tov to overcome your Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is a Briya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created it. He created this connecto in you. It's a spiritual creation that God created in you. It was Mutman in the Briya. It was there in the Briya. The Nachash was a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's there in the Briya. The Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra, the creation of the Briya. God created it. The eating was at Adam HaRishon, but it was supposed to be eaten. It just wasn't supposed to be eaten on the weekday. It was supposed to be eaten on Shabbos. It was supposed to be eaten. Yeah. It was there. The Briya is there. Now those difficulties are there for us to overcome them and for us to have that creativity in overcoming them, and then the Shefa, the influence that comes through the Geshamim. Geshamim, the word for Geshem, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Geshem means Or Elyon, the upper light, She'it Geshem, that became physical. That's why it's Simcha in the world. That Shefa that comes into the world, when there's that overcoming of those difficulties, that's the Or Elyon. That's why people make this mistake. Anytime, that's what the Simcha is. The Simcha is when you're mekabel the Or Elyon. The Shefa is when that causes the Itachdut, when this Geshem comes into the world. That's why the physical relationship between the man and the woman, that physical connection, when it comes with a spiritual, intellectual, emotional connection, and then it's completed with a spiritual connection, that's the Simcha of the Or Elyon. That, but if a person doesn't take the spiritual, mental, emotional, he just takes the physical connection, like dogs and cats, right? So there is a Simcha. Same Simcha as you had eating a piece of ice cream, maybe a bit better, right? Same thing. But when it's done in its proper way, that Simcha is a very high level Simcha. That Simcha is the Shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And that's why when there's that connection, that a person has children, Why? Because when that Shefa comes into the world, that's the Shefa of the Neshama of that child that comes into the world. So if a person's connected to his wife spiritually, intellectually, emotionally, and then physically, the Shefa that comes into the world is a very, very big Shefa. And they will have children, says the Ramchal, says the Maharal, it was the Gemara, Chachamim, Yafim, Tzadikim, that's up to them. But they'll have high-level spiritual soul coming to that child. The more you love your wife, the higher-level soul that comes into the world. And it's the same in life. The more a mountain climber, Lahavdil, likes to climb, the more he'll be enthralled in passing that Everest that he's passing. The more you love to learn, the more you'll enjoy getting a teretz to that kasha. The more you love to give, the more you'll be in overcoming to give. Whatever it is, whatever those difficulties are. The difficulties you won't see as difficulties, you see them as challenges that you have to overcome. The more you love life, the more you face those challenges in life and want to overcome them. So, like you're asking, what's the Shefa? So Shefa is, according to the Ramchal, you're saying, is you regard God's unity. That's why it says, when it talks about the unity between a man and woman, it says, V'nieh basa echad. They became one flesh. They were megala, the unity between the two of them. That's the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the unity of the world. Every time we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we connect like a woman to a man. We connect the world to the nigudim in the world. That's the unity, that's the shefa. That's why the physical concept of connecting male-female connection is the highest level of simcha. That's what Rav Volbi said, right? That a person doesn't have a wife is dwelling without joy, because that connection is the connection of joy. That's why in the world we live in, people make mistakes with this. They take it as a physical act, as a physical eating of chocolate, and they're missing out on it. They're missing out on what it really is. The concept, this concept, is the concept of all joy in life. But it only comes when we recognize that this, the negudim in the world, the difficulties in man's life, the difficulties in how, right? Those difficulties, right? What? Those are the things that bring us ultimate simcha. If we realize that it's God speaking to us. It means simcha can only be achieved if a person has emunah. That means if I don't believe that God runs the world, and I don't believe that every aspect of myself, right, God is expressing in the world for me to improve and be better, if I don't understand that, right, I can't get to simcha. If I don't understand all those troubles and tribulations and things which are difficult to me, it's God speaking to me for me to improve. Maybe not now. Maybe they're too difficult for me to deal with now. But I know He's talking. And there might be very difficult ones. Things which I don't think should be happening in our private lives, in our personal lives, in our interpersonal lives. And we can't believe that God did this to us or is doing it to us. Why should He do this to us? There can be absurd things that happen in our lives that doesn't make sense. This is God speaking to us. But we have to look for all those things. What's His message? How is He a shliach? What's this difficulty? How is He a shliach of Kodesh Baruch Hu? What's God trying to tell us? And we don't always know. It's very hard. But when will we be over to encompass it is when we have the emunah that this is God's message to us. And it makes it much easier because then we know what we have to do. When we know what the message is. That's what Chazal means. Half a kasha is half a teretz. A difficulty is half an answer. If you understand well, that's why when you're learning Gemara, how do you learn Gemara? You have a kasha. So Rashi explains to you exactly what the kasha is. Then you have a teretz, and you have to understand how this teretz explains the kasha. The difficulties of the kashas in the world. You know, the Arizal used to learn Gemara. He used to... The klipa is the kasha. What's the klipa? The sitra achra. The other side. Right? The ra in the world is the kasha. There was nigudim. But the teretz comes from those klipas. The teretz in life comes from our yetzahara. The Gemara calls it Tov Mod. It's a very good thing. It's good. Because from those difficulties, from those kashas, everyone likes a good kasha. Every rabbi likes a good kasha. Who likes them in life? Not many. We like a good kasha in life. An easy kasha is good. An easy one died of the territory, at least. You know, I live without one today. What is it? Right? It's a good thing because it makes us grow. It makes us come close. It makes us find out what our purpose to life is. You understand? That's it. We have to realize those things. Those things aren't easy for us. They're not easy at all. It's a hard thing. But that's what it is. That's what Revolvi is saying here. Okay? Mm-hmm. Clear? Can you make your own difficulties? Yeah. You can make your own nigudim by doing aveiras. That's what aveira means. Aveira means to, you pass in a different, you know, a chet means to miss. Or aveira means la'avot, transgress, right? To pass. What do you mean pass? Kodesh Baruch gave you a path to go. You passed over that path, you went to a different path. That other path might be more difficult to get to where you're supposed to be going. You know, we all have to get to a certain place, right? So there's a highway, you know? Kvish, there's a certain, you know, like a paved tollway, you know, straight. And there's lots of, you know, sideways to get to the same place. But you might need a four-wheel jeep or, you know, those sort of things. I don't know what they have, right? Most of the guys have these four-wheel jeep, don't really need them. But you might need one if you take the wrong high pathway. Now, what happens if you take the wrong pathway? If you take the straight way, so your regular car goes the straight way. You can go with the regular car. If you in the regular car go in the wrong pathway, and you now want to come back, well, you might have to change your car to a four-wheel drive Jeep. So now, you shouldn't really have gone that way. But you went that way. But you went that way, and you're going to come back to the place that you're supposed to be. So if you had gone the right way, like this, we have to understand, you might have come with just a four-wheel car. You might have other things on your way that you picked up, you know, nice presents, nice stuff. If you went to the forest and stuff like that, you know, presents, no nothing, you know, a bit ragged. But you have a four-wheel drive Jeep now. You might be stronger for taking the wrong way. So some people, right, when they fall and they come back, they're sometimes stronger than those people who didn't fall. That doesn't mean you should fall. Tzadik falls because it's a teva of the world. There's a teva of the every Yetzirah, you're going to fall. You're not going to win all the time, you're going to fall. But you get up. But you don't go for falling. Adam Rishon fell. We're around, how many thousand? 5,700, etc. years. We're still waiting to get back. It's taking quite a while. And there's been lots of fallings in between them.
But I understand that was Peshat, though. Meaning, why is it called Tzadik? Because he falls, meaning he takes risks in his life, in his spiritual life, in a way that are always for the positive, but sometimes he fails in his efforts.
You can take risk, calculated risks, but you have to be careful what we mean by risks.
Yeah.
You have to be careful. A person shouldn't put himself in a place in this science, a place of, too much of a challenge. Be challenged in a way that you think that you're going to be overcoming. Don't over-challenge yourself and say, I want to take a risk. But to be careful. We want to get to a place. And there's always going to be challenges in where we get in that place. It's much better to choose between good and good than we choose between good and bad. We want to get to the place where we're choosing between good and good, or better good over
better
and
best.
Yeah. And we're always going to be there. We're always going to be there's going to be something there. Okay? You're asking, how can we understand the Yetzirah as a good kasha? It doesn't seem so good.
It's a good kasha.
That's a good kasha, right? But let's learn a Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. We said the Gemara says Yetzar is Tov Ma'od, but it says, Vahafta Tashem Lokecha b'chol levavach, you should love the Lord your God with all your levavs, with all your hearts. Which heart? Even your Yetzirah. Now, you know, it's better if we didn't have him. But now that we have him, he'll take us to a higher place. It's like, you know, if you're walking, right, and you have a heavy backpack, right, and you're going to go for a long trip, you prefer not to have it. But now that you have it, you're going to bring, it's going to, you know, it's going to make you more muscular, stronger, have more stamina. That's what Yetzirah. The Yetzirah here is to bring out your spiritual depth, your spiritual growth, the spiritual aspect of you. That challenge is going to bring out to you the higher aspect of self. In that sense, because it brings out of you that higher aspect of self, in that sense the Yetzirah is good. Not that he's good intrinsically, he can't be, he's bad. He's Ra, the Gemara calls him. Karigorovan calls him Ra, calls him bad. He's not good, but that Ra, its purpose is good, because the purpose is to bring out that which is deep and good in yourself. Yeah.
It's
exactly the Simpson. It's exactly the Simpson. That's the Makor for it. That's the Makor for all Ra in the world. That's the Makor for everything.
What's
Simpson? It's the Simpson of Karigorovan in the world, yeah. It's the same thing. That's the Sharish of Ra. That's the basis of Ra in the world.